Welcome back to the AFH podcast, where we are in utter disbelief that it is 2016. 2015 went by fast, but we are excited for another action-packed year at AFH. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. I'm David, and back by popular demand, though she never left, is my daughter Lauren. Lauren, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Before we get into the usual rundown of what we are going to cover this month, we want to announce that in the coming weeks, the podcast is going to focus on one of the most important facets of AFH, or any adoption organization, fosters.
That's right, Lauren. Fosters take abandoned dogs into their homes, and in some cases help nurse them back to health and otherwise provide a stable, loving environment until the dog finds its forever home. In upcoming weeks, we're going to interview a foster to get an inside look at what is involved and then take you through the process of becoming a foster. And don't worry, it is not too involved and does not hurt.
Okay, back to this month. We are going to highlight a couple of recent donations, introduce you to our dog of the month, Axel, and then proceed to our Know Your Breed segment, Great Danes. After that, we will wrap up by checking the upcoming event schedule. Away we go.
We always enjoy the January podcast because we get to look back at all the good things AFH accomplished the previous year. And thinking back, you know, a couple things that stand out in my mind. First and foremost, the Adoption Day events on most Sundays. They're just so much fun. You get to meet a lot of our available dogs. They're so cute. There's such a good atmosphere there. Casino Night was again a big success, and an event at the end of the year, which is becoming a real staple of the AFH calendar and kind of growing in popularity, was the Christmas party, and that was really a lot of fun. And of course, we want to say thank you to all our volunteers in 2015. This organization simply does not function without volunteers. We thank you, and we look forward to working with you again this year and hope you will tell your friends and family and bring them out to our events.
Shoutouts to two groups for recent donations to AFH. The Cornelius J. and Ellen P. Coakley Family Foundation gave AFH $2,700 of the proceeds from its DC's Dancing Stars Gala. Javier Buentello and the Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Fairfax directed that donation our way, and we are very appreciative. Sounds like a very fun event, and we thank them for thinking of us. Next, the brother-sister combination of Connor and Laura are so happy with their adopted dog, Buddy, they collected change since last spring and presented AFH with almost $50. They look to be about 7 years old, and that is a lot of money to give away at that age. So we thank them for their incredible generosity. Check out the pictures of both of these donations on our website, www.aforeverhome.org.
Our dog of the month is Axel, also known as Game of Thrones Sylvester. When I saw that name, I knew we had a winner for dog of the month because Lauren's mother and I are big fans of that show and spent a certain amount of time over the holidays trying to get caught up. Axel is a 14-month-old Labrador Retriever Great Dane mix, and he is, by all accounts, a sweet and curious boy. He is beginning to warm up to people, not necessarily so much a little shy at adoption events, but in the home environment is doing very well. He's good with dogs and kids, likes to play, is housebroken, and is not, he's more on the Basset side than the Great Dane side in terms of size. Relatively calm, especially for his young age. So he's really a cute guy. Check him out on the website. Really looks like he'll make somebody a great, great family pet.
That takes us to our Know Your Breed segment, Great Danes. We were somewhat shocked when we went back and looked and realized that this will be our 10th Know Your Breed segment. As our regular listeners know, we have a 20-pound Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu mix named Cody. We tend towards smaller dogs. Well, Great Danes are among the tallest dogs, with males averaging between 30 and 34 inches, and heaviest, with males weighing between 120 and 200 pounds. Definitely too big for your lap. While originating in England since the beginning of the 17th century, Great Danes were bred in Germany as hunting dogs and have a good disposition and are devoted and loving and like physical affection. They enjoy walks but should not be over-exercised when they are young. The American Kennel Club recognized the breed in 1887 and says it is the 15th most popular breed of dog. And interestingly, the Scooby-Doo of cartoon fame was patterned after a Great Dane.
Indeed he was. One of my favorite cartoons as a kid. And also Marmaduke, the cartoon in the papers, which some might remember, was also a Great Dane. So they've always been in front of us in popular culture. So they are probably a little too big for us.
Yeah.
But great dogs all the same. Okay, we'll get you out of here. We have a regular adoption event this Sunday, January 17th, from 1 to 4 at the Petco and Greenbrier Town Center, 13053 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, Route 50, just west of the intersection with the Fairfax County Parkway. Axel will be there, along with many of our other available dogs, so don't miss it. And also, we always need more volunteers at our adoption events, particularly interviewers. So if you want to get more involved, just let us know. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you very much. I hope your 2016 is off to a great start, and we will see you next month.
Bye.